All right, this episode is brought to you by our friends, as always, Off to Neverland Travel. If you're booking your next vacation, go over, do them a favor, do us a favor. Use their website, gotoneverland.com. Go to neverland.com, get your vacation quote, your planning. Make sure you just reach out, talk to somebody. You're going to like it. And if you want to become a magic maker, reach out as well. All you got to do is go to gotoneverland.com. They're great service, great people. Will likes to say,
all you got to do is pack.
All you got to do is pack. Go to neverland.com. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2016, and this is episode 1527 of WDW Today. And Terry is back. Welcome back from the Great White North.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Your dreams with your ticket out.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What?
Beagles.
Eagles.
Beagles.
That's not the Eagles. That's the theme song to Welcome Back, Cotter.
He said he saw some Eagles.
I thought he said, oh, you're doing a little Eagles. That is the theme. That
is the theme song.
I hate the Eagles. No Eagles.
No Eagles, man.
Don't like the Eagles. Anything but the Eagles. No, we do actually. Don't mind the Eagles. All right. Okay. So let's go into it. We just tweeted out.
Speaking of Hotel California.
Yeah.
What?
We can't ever get out of the show. We tweeted out just a minute ago for some topic ideas and some sort of, I would say they were like semi-topic ideas came through. We wanted to answer a few of them. Not listener questions, more of let's get some opinion polls. So let's start off. This one just came in. They literally all just came in the last few minutes. Hey, we'll do a quick one. This one I haven't even told you guys. Just literally came in 1 minute ago from Michael. Michael is at Flyers088 on Twitter. He said, Halloween party or Christmas party if you had to choose one. We can do it pretty quick.
Christmas party.
Christmas party. I have not done the Halloween party, so I'm going to say Christmas party.
I'd say Christmas party.
Christmas party. Magical. I heard great things about Halloween. I'm going to do it this year, and I'll get back to you. But though the Christmas party, they've taken away a lot of cool stuff, there's still something about the snow and the hot cocoa and all that.
And yeah, it's, to me, Disney is all about the magic, and Halloween isn't like, I don't know, it just, I understand it's
for the kids.
It's for the kids and everything, but like the Christmas buff stuff is so
iconic.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Because it's magic.
I've heard those Halloween Christmas fireworks though are rad. So.
The fireworks are definitely fantastic, which you can see from a beach or a restaurant. So
I like, if you're picking one, that means you're doing hopefully the Logan plan, which means you're going to go for that week.
The old Logan plan hasn't done yet.
No, probably won't happen. All right.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep, exactly. All right, this is from Brian, from Abby's dad on Abby's_dad on Twitter. It said, best resort for adult-only trip. Now, I assume it's adult-only trip. That means, are we going to say
Abby's
couples?
Abby's dad is leaving Abby at home.
Are we going to say, though, couples? Or are we going to say, like, man trip? Or lady
see,
trip?
I took an adults-only meaning, like, a couples trip.
Couples, like, yeah, non-kid trip. All right.
Yeah, mainly, which resort are you not going to get driven bonkers at? This kind of way I take it.
Terry, you do this more than anyone.
I'll take a not where not to go first. Stay away from the value resorts on an adults only trip.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really short trip and you're gung-hoing,
you're going
to rope
there.
Drop till, you know, extra magic hours and all you're looking is for a bed and a shower. But as far as like your best adult experience, the thing that you're going to enjoy the most as a couple, enjoy the experience. I'm going to surprise myself here, and I'm going to go contemporary.
Okay.
Because the restaurants that are there, I just, when I always think of like the thing.
There's one restaurant, though, that's really not kid friendly, though.
Yeah.
Because you got the Chickies is really the icon. Then you do have your California Grill.
California Grill.
The Wave.
The Wave.
Is
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. All and right. then, you know.
I get it, though. I just stayed there with my son. Now, I tend to lean the other way because it's so character heavy, but.
But we haven't done Chef Mickey's in years.
Yeah.
We used to go all the time, but the food just isn't fantastic anymore.
I love the food.
But you go to breakfast a lot.
Do.
And we're not up for breakfast.
I like the dinner too as well, though. But I prefer the breakfast. All right. So he goes contemporary. I know where Will's going.
Of course you do.
Go ahead.
My fave.
Yeah.
Grand Flow.
Oh, not what I expected.
Yeah. See, I think Grand Floridian, because it's that old Florida style, it's a little bit nicer, more like luxury feeling. Why are you whispering?
I thought that's the music you hear in the Grand Floridian.
Oh.
That was the up theme. But
I like that, I said pianist. Whispering and I meant whistling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's got kind of that laid back lifestyle kind of. It's more adult. That's the way I feel about it. Like it's a very it's expensive too.
Yeah.
So it's like you're paying to keep the kids away. Like you don't expect kids run around screaming when you're paying that kind of for the nights.
Yeah. Okay. Those are good options. I don't lean towards the poly only because the bed setup. I thought you were going to go poly.
I thought about taking
the
poly.
Trader Sam's.
But
that was at Uncle Sam's.
But because of the theming, I feel like Polynesian is still very kid friendly.
Yeah. And
it's expensive, but it's still kid friendly.
And no king beds?
No king beds.
Nope. Mm. Am I right about that? Someone will check their facts, but I believe no king beds is correct. I will say
king beds on property in general. Disney's kind of made them a weird thing to get for people. You have to like either pay, like there's like a weird way to get.
It's like hard to, you like never guaranteed it.
Right. Yeah. It's,
I get upset if they don't give me a king bed, unless I'm, you know, not with the kiddos, but with my wife.
When Logan and I share a room, if we don't have a king bed, we refuse to stay in a queen together.
That's true. I love that we're not staying in two queens.
We're sharing
one of the queens.
Right.
And there's another queen that we use as the closet. Not true. That is not the facts. We've not shared a bed in 25 years, probably.
We used the queen as another closet.
You just like that?
Yeah. It just
I do that whenever I stay in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Queen, oh, yeah,
it's like,
for sure.
Which one bed do you is take? The one I throw stuff on.
Further or closer to the door? Which one do you take? Which one's the closet?
You make me take.
No. It's just you and a queen bed that you're throwing crap on.
I usually take towards the window.
I take closer to the air conditioning vent.
Yeah, that's Logan in the window.
Yeah. You make me stay, though.
I'm protecting you.
You like the door.
From robbers.
Yeah.
Or if there's a fire, I'm first one out.
Or if we stay in something like the old Smokehouse Lodge where...
No, then you get the door.
Will's not a fan of the exterior door resorts.
Not a fan.
Doesn't bother me at all. So I will go with... I will go with renting a house off property. For adults only, private pool, hot tub in it. Chilling out. Because I think adults only, I don't think necessarily like I'm in the park morning to night. I think if we go to the park and let's go chill by the pool, have some drinks, hang out. You know, to me, I would go look at... Now, not talking about rent the giant Signature Series house unless you want to blow a lot of money, which, by the way, will probably cost you just about the same as staying at the Grand Floridian. You could literally stay in a mansion. You could stay there. But for those houses that are like $150, you know, keep your private pool, chill out. I know that's not the popular thing. The other one, I would say take a Disney cruise. Don't go to the parks if you're adults only.
I'll give you this other backup plan. Yep. It would either be the boardwalk or the beach club.
Yeah, I think boardwalk would be a good call.
Because you're right there.
Yeah. I would agree
with that. The Epcot resorts really do provide access to the Will's favorite location for beverage acquiring.
The tea stand in China?
Yep. If you want to get up and start your day with your ducks in love or whatever the heck that, what's that?
Gypsy ducks in love.
Which I've started a revolution online. But you do say that, but the thing, you know, I'm not just only about going into Epcot for their libations. I think one good call about Boardwalk is the fact that you have so many options out there that aren't just like in resort, like Trader Sam's, because it's inside the resort, still feels kind of exclusive to the resort, even though it's not. Like, anyone can go there.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of the clientele are probably people in the resort, whereas you go out on the boardwalk and it's so open, it's cool, you can go to different places, restaurants, bars, like Abracadabra,
it's just a cool hangout.
It's a cool vibe that I agree with that. I think that's a good thing, and it's also because all of that is outside, you're not getting... I don't think that you're going to have a bunch of kids running around detracting from your aesthetic experience.
Or that old Saratoga, because you can walk to the
Disney Springs.
And it's like, that one I've actually stayed in, because is that one super convention heavy? Am I thinking of that one?
No, you're thinking of Coronado Springs.
Which I have to say, Coronado Springs, also pretty, it's a pretty resort, and there's not as many kids there. That one I can actually tell you, there's not as many kids there, because it's heavily convention traffic.
The last time Leslie and I stayed at Coronado Springs... It was the Best Buy, like, sales achiever convention. And apparently, in their welcome bag, they all got a flask.
Nice.
Because the entire resort was just a bunch of drunk Best Buy salesmen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a little bit more fun,
a little bit more adult only.
No. So, and I actually like it. I like the it's not, I would never really, it would never be my top 10 to go stay in, but I have done it. So that's a good option. If you really are just like, hey, I just want to get away from kids at the end of the evening, that's a good spot because a lot of it's convention traffic. All right.
And I do want to add to something, like that or like Boardwalk. To me, looking for a resort that's adults only doesn't just mean, oh, it's got a cool bar. Yeah. It means that it's a little bit more quiet.
Chill.
Yeah, I'm more looking for...
That's why I said house. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm more on your end of like, I don't necessarily need the amenities. I almost would prefer a place that's less amenity crazy so that there's less kids.
Yeah, let's do another one. All right, this one is from Brandon White, not the Brandon who's outside our door. He said, best attraction, soundtrack, or music? What's your favorite attraction soundtrack?
Well, the Nemo the Musical.
Finding Nemo the Musical. Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, if you're going to listen to multi-track, that's a good one. By the Lopez's. If you haven't seen Finding Nemo the Musical, and you're a Broadway fan, and you're a live theater fan, really, go see it. Just purely because the music is great. Terry.
Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
The song.
So for the Carousel Progress?
Yeah, Carousel Progress.
I go Haunted Mansion. Because there's like 8 phases of it. You know, it starts spooky, gets goofy, has all those moments. There's like 5 different themes. I go Mansion. So
for some reason in my head,
Tiki Room.
The Munsters theme has been stuck in my head for the last 2 weeks. And as Logan knows, I keep talking about the Munsters to him. And so when you just said Haunted Mansion, guess what happened? Popped in my head. And that is not the Haunted Mansion.
No, close though. I'd say I listen to the Haunted Mansion music probably... I'd say fairly regularly. Like I like that
twice
whole,
daily.
No, but I like that whole setup. So the whole soundtrack, if you're going to put soundtrack and music, I like the ghost host and all that. It's one of the few I feel like has a very linear soundtrack that has to do with the music. I wouldn't say it's my favorite song, but it's my favorite complete piece. All right, one came in from Antonio on Twitter. He just said, tips for overweight folks. He said overweight people with... who are overweight in general, and I guess we can probably talk about that somewhat. That's a very large scale of what's considered overweight and not at Disney World. And they made adjustments for most things now. I know, Terry, which is not even really an overweight issue, but you've talked about on your other podcast, the old Mind Train.
Mind Train.
Knee issue.
Knee issue, yeah.
Yeah, that one's not fun. So the Mind Train can be difficult. Really, I'm not really sure if there's anything else I would say is a specific negative.
I'm a chubby fella, and there's not really a ride that I have an issue with other than the Mind Train. Just, and I don't even know that it's a chubby issue. It's just like it's a weird
It's just a weird setup. Space Mountain could probably be uncomfortable. Just the pure process of getting in and out. But tips for it, I mean, and there's no real specifics.
My tips drink for well and overweight people are the same for every other person. Yeah. Stay hydrated. Take breaks. Make sure your blood sugar doesn't drop. I mean, you know, kind of
the norms.
Be wise.
Yeah,
in the
Disney
park.
Disney knows. I mean, yeah, certain things like the old boat attractions are tighter and smaller, and there is some of that but they usually will make accommodations, and the cast members have good gauge of okay, we're not going to sit this person and this person on the same row at Pirates and that kind of thing to accommodate.
I mean, regardless of what, if it's weight, if it's you have a, you know, you get stressed out in crowds.
They figured it out.
Remember, Disney wants you to have a great experience regardless of what issue you have.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be afraid to ask a ride operator if you prefer to have a roadie yourself or if you want, you know, whatever you want.
I never thought about that.
You know, ask for...
I may do that just for the heck of it now.
I mean, my wife and I fit comfortably on Big Thunder Mountain, but my wife is skinnier than I am. So when we go around like the...
You slam into her.
So we just say, hey, we want to unroll. You
know, Spaceship Earth would be a good one.
Right, yeah. And another...
If we crammed me, Will, and Riker into one Spaceship Earth, it was a little something to duck.
Another point to that, too, is that don't be afraid to ask. The guest services office, like if you have any concern going into something, go to the guest services office and just be like, here's my concern. Am I going to be okay? And if they have any, if there's any way they can help you, Terry's right. They're going to try to find a way to do it because they want you to enjoy your experience.
And go guest services either really early or later in the day.
Yeah, there can be a line.
Good Lord, that line is miserable.
But they are very good about helping people out if they have a concern or a question. It's don't be afraid to go talk to them. They're very good customer service representatives, and that's their job. Their job is to make sure that you as a guest have the best time you can.
Yeah, and unlike Universal, where there's not as many attractions that have that sort of... I know Universal has three or four attractions that you legitimately, they will just turn you away if you don't fit. And they've tried to accommodate that the best. I had issues like on the Hulk, not necessarily from weight, but from height. Because I have like from my chest, like I have no little tiny legs. And Logan I'm very is, tall.
We call him the old long torso.
Yeah, long torso. So you look at a picture of me on a roller coaster, I look like I'm 2 feet taller than everyone because that's where my height is. So they actually like Universal, the Hulk, and they just added again, have added special seats for that, for height and for weight. So you'll see them there now marked in the new one with like a red belt. So they'll put you in those. There's also a Harry Potter that lets you test out. This is just if you're going to Universal too, just a good thought, because that's the one where honestly I see people with weight issues having problems with the Potter attractions. For
the new one as well?
New one, not as much. It is not. It has the knee problem, but it's pretty much the same car as the Mummy. If you can ride the Mummy, you can probably ride Escape from Gringotts. But for the Forbidden Journey, they have built a wider seat, but it's still not huge. So what they've been able to do is you can, if you can't get in, they'll give you a castle tour. So you can at least still tour the Castle of Hogwarts, which is honestly 80% of what is awesome about right. that attraction. Yeah, sure. So those kind of things, like there are, they will try to help you out. All right, let's see if there's any others. If you want to go to the most terrifying roller coaster, off topic, Will and I rode for free a roller coaster in Las Vegas, a Circus Circus, which felt was a near-death experience.
Yeah, I've never been more afraid for my life than we went to the theme park section of Circus Circus. You know, do your thing, folks. Try to live through it.
You can't see where the coaster goes. Like, when you get on it, you don't ever really see the track, and it is terrifying. Mainly because it's a lap one, but you still flip. So it's one of those that's...
Uh-huh. Like, you're afraid you're going to fall.
It feels like you're going to fall the whole time. Yeah, you're going to fall out.
I've never been to Circus Circus in Vegas. I've been to the one in Reno.
I would say never go unless you absolutely... The theme park part's actually not bad, but the rest of the hotel is... it smells... I wouldn't want a circa 1955 candle of it.
Right.
And it's bad.
It's got a crappy flea market. The rides don't seem like they should be operational. The people, when we went to ride the ride,
handlers.
Didn't know how to get us tickets to it. It was confusing.
Very confusing. All right, we're going to take a couple, let a few more Twitter questions come in. Let's take a quick break and hear from our friends, I believe, at circa 1955. All right, I'm going to take a quick break again, like I just said. I'm going to say it again. Circa 1955 Candles, great candle subscription service. So many of you have subscribed. We're hearing from you guys. We're hearing from Nicole, who runs the show over there at Circa 1955. Thank you all for supporting it, and we encourage all of you guys to still support it. It's awesome. Candles that smell just like your favorite Disney scents, attractions, or moments, or streets.
Yeah, and I think this month, these scents are Tiki Room inspired. Ooh. And... Dole Whip inspired. I don't remember what she called them.
That's very good. So an Adventureland.
So the Adventureland month.
Yes.
So I think this is probably your last chance this week to get your subscription. And if you want those.
Well, I want those. I may subscribe again.
Yeah.
I already subscribed. I may do it again.
You do it again. You get another box.
Double up.
Double, double, double. If you want those candles coming to your house each and every month, you want to give them as gifts. You want to do something nice with them. You never know what you're going to get circa 1955, but I guarantee it's great Disney scents. It makes you feel like you're in the park. Right. At home, and an awesome place. Get them for your office too. I like mine. I have one in my office, and it smells like the pirate's water. I have that one in my office. Their website, circa1955.com. Go ahead and subscribe. As we head towards the holidays, you're going to want your house. It's freezing inside and it's snowing. I know a lot of you New Yorkers will watch a lot less than a lot of people in Chicago and Boston. Our Northeast presence is pretty strong. You guys will be sitting there freezing. I know what you're going to want to do. You want to go burn one of those candles. You want to burn a Tiki Room, maybe with a Dole Whip. You know, just feel the love. Feel the love there. And again, their website, circa1955.com. And now, back to the show. All right, we're back. We're going to answer a couple more of these. Not even answer, just cover some of these topics. These kind of quick topic. Quick service food options. This comes in from Jordan. JD Harf, with two Fs, if you're trying to follow him. He's trademarked, according to his Twitter handle. Quick service food options at parks other than Magic Kingdom. Always find it to be a struggle finding choices at other three. Well, we always talk about the Tangerine Cafe.
Tangerine Cafe. Tangier.
Reen Cafe.
Reen Cafe.
There's some really good ones at Epcot.
See, I actually find the opposite.
Yeah, me too.
Because anytime in a group when I see anybody post, tell me where I should eat if I'm going to eat the Magic Kingdom, and I'm always like, Epcot.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good options now, I feel like, at Magic Kingdom. And Be Our Guest is a good one if you can do their quick service. The food is good. You can hear my trip report about that earlier.
I like Old Country Bear's Cafe.
But he's asking non-Magic Kingdom.
Well, I just said I like it.
Yeah, Tangerine Cafe is a good one. Epcot, yeah. Sunshine Seasons, solid options.
Yeah.
We were there just the other week. And I'm trying to think what else, some good ones at Epcot that are walk-ups.
Liberty Inn is pretty good. Like, yeah. If you just want standard American fare and maybe a frozen Coke with Buffalo Trace on it.
If it works.
Yeah, it probably isn't working. But, you know, I mean, I think it's a solid food option in a big, open, air-conditioned area about midway around the world.
That is true. It is big.
The Mexico Pavilion, their little quick service there isn't bad. They've got... It's currently the only place to get margaritas in Mexico that you're not going to La Cava. So.
Well, go to La Cava, just have chips and salsa, hang out. That'd be my quick service.
That's always a recommendation I give to people when they want a quick service option, especially since earlier in the show we talked about adults only. And take advantage of the lounges. We said that all the time, that their appetizers are solid.
So, and then Animal Kingdom, people always talk about the Flame Tree.
Always the Flame Tree.
Anything else there? Really worth talking about. Get wherever you get your adult whip.
The Harambe Market is a open air market there by the safari where you can.
It's where Will got his adult whip.
Yeah, it's called Tagu Tagu or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Behind Tagu Tagu is an entire open
air. Is it Tagu Tagu?
That's right. There is that whole open air.
Yeah, and there's like five or seven different little kiosks.
By Tusker House kind of.
And they have different ribs and.
Tamu Tamu. Not Tagu Tagu.
That's fine. You're thinking of Tagalau.
Tagalau 39.
Yeah. Or get into Tiffin's because no one's booking there. And then finally, Hollywood Studios. Yeah, Hollywood Studios there are multiple options. None are mind-blowingly good or outstanding. There is obviously Backlot Express, and there is a commissary.
Bite the bullet.
Is that really the only options?
Bite the bullet and just go to prime time.
Well, okay, but that's not what they're asking, so let's try to answer it. So I'd say I just had Backlot Express with my boy. I didn't eat it. He did. He liked it. He had chicken and waffles.
Star Wars.
It's Star Wars themed food now. They have a Darth Vader black burger. So at least had some fun elements.
First of all, what's the Star Wars themed about chicken and waffles?
They have Darth Vader imprinted in the waffles.
And now, next, you already answered, but black burger is black bun.
Black bun.
What does that do to you later?
Yeah, I can't imagine. Backlot was a little warm because a lot of times the air is there, like they kind of have half open air. But it was actually good and chill when we went for dinner. So I would suggest that one. The commissary is good, but it's another one that's like loud, crazy. You get stressed out of your mind. Like a lot of the ones at Magic Kingdom, which I feel like the reasons I don't love it is because I feel like it's long waits and it's hot and sweaty and stressful. Cosmic Rays, Magic Kingdom, I think is probably
right. I have high hopes for Pizza Rizzo's.
Yes.
I'm hoping
it's different pizza.
I'm hoping the pizza is better than the Pizza Planet because it can't possibly get worse.
Yeah, that is bad.
So, yeah.
All right. Here's a good one. This was in from Aaron White. He said, WDW for conference attendees, making the most out of your time when the work is done. For conferences, I've been there for a conference many times. And when I mean conference, I mean convention, but you know, whatever. I don't mean conferences in I'm attending a medical or I'm attending something for my business. I'm more talking about I've attended Star Wars Celebration.
Logan's standing in lines waiting to get autographs from the third extra on Force Awakens.
Jeremy Bullock is hanging out.
And he just throws a name out like it doesn't even matter. Yep. Jeremy Bullock.
Who is? I don't even know who Jeremy Bullock
Boba
is.
Boba Fett. Jeremy Bullock.
There you go.
I mentioned that on Scare Zone too. It's weird. Double Bullock.
You know who I know is? Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Old mask face.
He's like an old British or Australian man now. I'm Boba Fett. He's not the voice of Boba Fett. He's just the guy in the suit.
He's just the guy that stands there and talks.
Typical Star Wars.
Doesn't even talk. He just stands there.
Why didn't they pick people that could speak and...
Because they wanted the... This is off topic, but for Darth Vader, they wanted like the body build, like a bodybuilder body. But they wanted a James Earl Jones voice. And James Earl Jones in the Darth Vader suit, let's start picturing that.
I want to. I do want to picture that.
Hold on a second. I'll be over there in a little bit.
What was the question again?
Conference attendees. Best way when you have like sort of, you know, when you probably have all day in your convention.
Yeah.
Best ways to kind of, I guess, nights, mornings, those kind
of things.
Well,
they do offer for conferences.
Yeah, about to say.
They offer a special ticket that if you're going to the conference that you can get that just is kind of the after five ticket. Sometimes it can be a hopper. Sometimes it's not. So you can take advantage of it. It seems like Epcot is the most logical place for a conference attendees because you know that it's going to be open till a little later consistently. And there's just, It seems like the thing you're going to want to do after you've been sitting in a convention is have quick access to food, and it seems like Epcot would be one of the best options for that, and the kind of the most good way to kind of walk and be able to talk and continue any relationships that you built kind of in the conference.
Yeah, or I went to another Disney, a D23 event back in, I guess it was 5 years ago, because during the 55th anniversary of Disneyland, and they would have panels all day, and I spent most of the time in those panels. But then I'd pop out for a little bit because it was the Disneyland Hotel, run into a park for lunch, maybe skip a panel here and there if it's something I could for a conference. You know, you sometimes can work your own schedule. And then I enjoyed myself. I was by myself. I brought my iPhone. I don't know what year it was, but iPhone 2. Loaded some audiobooks, some podcasts up, and I'd walk around the park. And,
oh, you mean the iPhone 3G?
Probably.
That was the iPhone 2.
Yeah, there was no 2. That's right.
Yeah, iPhone 3G.
Right. I don't remember. Whatever it was,
3GS.
Whatever it was 5 years ago is what I had. And I would walk around. I actually weirdly remember walking around Disneyland listening to WDW Today, which is odd. And then I also remember walking around Disneyland listening to the Harry Potter on audiobook.
I also remember you walking around doing those things and reporting back to me and me thinking you were kind of a crazy man.
Well, but it was fun. It actually was an enjoyable experience.
You sent me a selfie. Back before selfies were like, before there's a front facing camera.
Or you could take your own selfie.
And you're like, here I am on a bench in Disneyland by myself. And I'm like, oh gosh, he's lost it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I know you did, but I thought you'd gone off the deep end.
I kind of had, but that's a story for another day. Talk about the merits of single rider line. This is from Doug. Single rider's line. He's saying if you're a single rider, but you're not
like a party. Like if you're with a group, right.
I do it often. I know it's probably a no-no. People don't like it, but I don't care. I often, especially when my wife and I would travel by ourselves, we would always, if it was especially like Everest or something like
Everest
that.
Everest test track.
You save a lot of time.
Why is that
a no-no? I mean, you still have the same odds.
Some people don't like seeing a group in the single rider's line.
Yeah, but you're still more than likely not sitting next to each other.
But you fill up the space.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care. I'm for it.
Yeah.
So I remember when...
If people have a problem with that, tweet me, because I have no problem with this.
There was a time that Everest was really high at peak, and I remember it was over an hour wait. And man, I think did Everest 3 or 4 times in a row because of how many times on that ride there's like 3 people, and there's always an open spot. So unlike some of these rides that are a little bit harder to know whether you're going to get an open spot if they have odd numbered seating and things. But for a lot of the coasters and those kind of options, there's typically always one per ride at least.
I can only, like in Disneyland, I can only think of maybe 2 times that I haven't ridden the Cars Land attraction, the Radiator Springs Racer, as a single rider.
Because last time when we were there,
we all did it.
And
it was like an hour and a half wait, and we waited. In 20 minutes.
And we were all on different cars, and so we had to wait for...
If you're an adult, who cares?
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm saying it's not like you're going to be with your party, but if that's your thing, if you want to get it done,
is there
fine.
An age thing with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, can a kid just get on a ride without a parent? Something to look into. I'm just curious.
I don't know the...
I'm sure there's a cutoff. Like, yeah, a 13-year-old could, but can like a 7-year-old wait in a single rider line and ride by themselves?
Probably. I've never seen it done.
I've seen
probably
little kids
most
get
parents
on
don't
Radiator Springs or
throw their kids doing that.
Yeah.
Well, Terry says he's seen it.
I'm sure it happens. So that's
it may be one of those things that's a ride operator discretion.
Yeah. Or like, can you do? I did see. Is there the opposite? Like, you can wait in line to have. Like, is there baby swap without another parent? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to ride Space Mountain,
like a single
and your kid didn't want to ride Space Mountain, but they were in the queue with you, could you? Where do they go? I'm not saying it's a good parenting decision.
No, I don't think you can leave your baby.
It's not baby, but if it's like a...
Yeah, I don't think
you can. If it's a 10-year-old, that's even...
I don't think you can leave them at the baby swap.
Or like, will someone... I'm just curious.
I don't think they have babysitters on duty.
I don't think so, but I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm sure it happens every day. And I'm sure there's way...
People like you would try it.
I would not try it.
You're going to leave your children's...
No, Riker wanted to do the Tower of Terror, so I think we're fine. I didn't.
Riker may want to ride rides.
I don't want to ride. Yeah,
Riker's gonna have to leave you somewhere.
Begging me to go on that rip ride rocket. Universal be throwing up everywhere.
I love that one. I'll ride it with him 1,000 times. He's not tall enough.
Something does in my head in that ride.
I love that ride. Oof. That's my favorite. You go straight down.
Hate it. Love the Hulk.
Is it a time for Riker to be on the show again soon?
I tried to get him on when you were gone to guest host. He just wasn't into it.
He's over it. He wants his own show.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on our little show.
We wanted him to say, and I'm Terry Weaver.
But he unfortunately couldn't make it in. But he wasn't up for it. I wanted to talk about the tour, like your trip report with him, but he just wasn't feeling it. So I'll give him all of your love. You guys definitely loved the Riker segment. We'll get to it someday. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for today's show. And it was quick and fun, but it was fun. Nice to cover a bunch of people's topic ideas quickly. If you have topic ideas, feel free to tweet us. If you want to get involved, WDW Today, that's a good way to do it. Tweet, message, do whatever you need to do to reach out to us. And we'll do a more formal listener questions next week with Lynn. And special thanks to the greatest man of podcasting, Off Kilter. I will just mouth Off Kilter. So, and we're just a little over a month from DLP Fest. And I tell you, folks, if you've been listening to this show, De Los Puertos, go ahead and buy your tickets. Make me feel better. Make the venue feel better. Everybody feel better. Go ahead and go buy the tickets. DLPFest.com. Come see the greatest bands in park history all under one roof on one stage for one night only. It's going to be a blast.
I thought you were going to say, come see the greatest bands in park casting because we normally say greatest band. Okay, go ahead.
Again, offkilter.net for that. But DLPFest.com if you want tickets. We want to meet you all out there in just over a month. It's going to be an exciting time out at the Claremont Performing Arts Center. Also, special thanks to Circa 1955, our sponsor this week. They are a subscription candle service. You've heard us rave about them for weeks now, and they're really a great service. They tried to make Will's body odor candle.
Old sweaty tourist.
It's coming.
No, I thought she gave up.
Yep. Nope, it's coming.
It sounded like she said on her post, she said, looks like there's some challenges you don't accept. And done.
I texted her after I saw her. She posted about it, and I wanted to confirm that it was coming. I may have her send it somewhere else besides my house. Disgusting. But it's coming.
No, don't worry. I don't know if that one will be just for Will, if it'll be in the subscription. Who knows? Circa1955.com. Get your subscription in now. And again, I talked about last week, folks, just a quick little blurb. If you're interested in helping and supporting WDW Today, I'm kind of working out an idea in my head. And I just want to kind of get some gauge of engage the audience, see if there is interest in sort of a concept I have. I don't really want to talk about it on the air, but I want to talk about it personally. So hit me up, send me a message, whether on the WDW Today Facebook page, on the Twitter account, or personally. It's fine. Just reach out to me at Logan Seculo. And I just want to talk to you, chat about it, and see what we can come up with. And of course, special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Off to Neverland Travel. If you're booking next vacation, go to neverland.com. It is William Haynes, S. Haynes, Williams Haynes, as his credit card once said.
All you got to do is pack.
All you got to do is pack.
My credit card once said that.
It did.
All you got to do is pack with the numbers.
Which is weird. Now you know it. Now you
can. All letters.
Now there's all. That's actually your social.
But it was like gotta with zeros.
Yeah, you can spell lots of fun words. All right, go to neverland.com. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
We'll see you on the next show.